9:10 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday. And since it is a Friday at 9:10, it's time for our chat with the fine folks from Sun Group. And on the line, we have Linda Baines. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. And so for some of our new listeners, what do you do at Sun Group? Kind of like what's your official title and role? What's your day-to-day look like?
I am a real estate agent. I'm the associate broker here in the El Dorado office of Sun Group, and been doing this for, 20 years.
Wow.
And so I do lots of residential. I help with some land, some commercial, but a lot of my thing is the residential.
Sure. Well, that's very good. So I know that the markets have been all over the place, you know, people watching them with some air of concern. So I understand you want to talk a little bit about today how the fluctuating markets can affect our property valuations, taxes, all that sort of thing.
Yeah. And, we've watched the prices. Like I said, I've been this for 20 years, and in the last 2 years have just been, since 2020, so it's almost 3 years now, the prices on housing have gone so high, which in turn raises your taxes, which in turn raises your insurance, and how that affects, even if you didn't buy a house this last couple years, how that is going to affect just the person that's been going along, and their taxes and insurance come out of their payment, and how that can affect, and how I have even seen people lose their homes or had to sell because their payments have gone up so much.
Well, and the other thing is we've seen some really strange stuff happen with the markets as far as, during COVID. I mean, the prices in more rural areas, correct me if I'm wrong, but some of those prices actually went up because of the demand, people fleeing the cities. Did you see any of that on your end?
Oh, my goodness. People were calling, didn't even come here, but were calling to find out more about properties, and they were making offers on property they had never seen.
Wow.
Because they were in other states, and they knew that the properties were going so quickly, they didn't have time to get here.
Wow.
So they were making offers on a lot of country property, but also even in towns, because they were trying to get out, away from the coast, out of the bigger cities. They wanted, Kansas was a mecca for that. I had never seen it before where people were just making these random offers over the telephone.
That's really interesting. And I mean, you've got that experience, you feel like, wow, I've been doing this 20 years. I should have seen just about anything that can happen, but life can always throw all of us a curveball.
It did. It who would have thought? Because luckily, and I don't know how other states handled it, but, when COVID hit, there were some places that had to close down because they were not considered essential businesses. Well, in Kansas, the governor and the legislature and all deemed real estate and real estate agents as an essential business, so we were able to continue on, where other states, some of them, were not, which I know that sounds weird, and I don't know how that happened, how that all worked out for them. But we were able to continue on and show houses and sell houses, and we did. And it was crazy how the people were offering $10,000 and $15,000, $20,000 even over asking price, and they were doing it with cash.
Wow.
Lots of cash the last couple of years. Not sure where it all come from.
Right?
But lots of cash. Yeah.
I'd like some of that cash.
Yeah.
So I guess with what the markets are, I guess my question would be, what are kind of the markets doing right now, and who does that most affect? Is it people, buying versus selling? What are you seeing right now?
It's calming down. The prices are still higher than they were when we started this mess in 2020. Okay, the prices are still higher, but they're not selling as quickly. Houses are actually on the market for days or even weeks now, where before this all started in this area, and I can't speak for every area, but in this area, that the average days on market was probably 45 to 60 days, which sounds like a lot now because here in the last 2 years, they didn't even make 40 to 65 hours. Okay, So now it's starting to come back and slow down a little bit. There's not as many houses on the market as before, but the ones that are, they're not getting the inflated prices. They're not getting it right now. And so people are getting a little bit more time to relax and go, okay, I can go see this house. I can have mom and dad look at it with me, because that wasn't even happening. If mom and dad weren't there the first showing, they didn't get to see it. And so that is, it's calming down some where it's becoming a little bit more relaxed. However, there's just not enough houses on the market yet.
Sure. And the other thing, and we've been talking with, you know, politicians that we have in here, and a big theme in Southeast Kansas is there just isn't enough housing. Is that something you see as well?
Yeah, there's not enough. And so then here comes this other piece that even if you didn't buy in the last 2-3 years, even if you've been sitting, you've been there for 5 or 10 years, it has affected you also, because your valuation of your home, even though, let's say you paid $75,000 for it, okay, $100,000 for it. Well, now your valuation has raised because everybody else drove up these prices of these new purchases, right? So now it's raising your taxes because your valuation is higher, because the inflation rate was higher, so taxes are higher. Insurance has also raised because now your house is worth more, and now insurance has gone up anyway. So what now, I had a lady that had to sell her house. She'd only lived there for 2 years. She hoped that this would be her forever home. You know, she's in her 60s. She had to sell her house because she could not afford her escrow. You know, when you have your payment, and then you put your escrow account is to pay your taxes and insurance. So you pay a little bit of that each month, right? And then when it comes due, there's this lump of money in there that the bank pays your taxes and insurance for you.
Okay.
Out of your money,
gotcha.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. So her payment had to raise $400 to keep up.
Oh, wow.
A monthly payment. So here she was on a $650 house payment that she could afford, and all of a sudden it's $1,000.
And you're like renting the house that you live in, sort of is what it sounds like.
Yeah. So her payment went up $400, which she couldn't afford. So that's what I guess what I want to encourage people to look at. Check out your escrow. Check out, because what made it inflate so much was the bank is going to continue to pay your bills. And sometimes you get behind and didn't have enough money in there because the taxes and insurance have gone up so quickly. So they're going to have you raise your payment enough to make up the deficiency and raise your payment enough to go forward. So it's like a double whammy all at one time.
We're talking with...
And that's...
Yeah. We're talking with Linda Baines here on our Ask the Expert segment from Sun Group. And I guess I had a question on this raise in taxes. Is this something, these are kind of, they re-look at these numbers, is it on an annual basis? So people see kind of their taxes playing catch up as the market increases. We have, you know, inflation. And mostly, like you said, with the actual valuation increase, is this something that happens, is looked at on a yearly basis?
It is. It sure is. And if this, the last couple years, it has increased more so. And so that has affected so many people's taxes because the valuation has gone up so much. And I think that we're going to start seeing more of what we had before with the short sales and people actually losing their homes because they can't make those payments.
Yeah, that's not a good deal for homeowners. Now, what about the rural properties? What are you seeing? Are you seeing that same increase in some of these, you know, like more like land that people own? Have those seen any sort of a similar increase, or has it been more steady?
The land, there's been a lot of land selling, and they're getting good prices for it. And I might be wrong on this because I do mostly residential, but it seems as though there is more cash transactions when you're looking at land.
Okay.
So their payment, they don't have a monthly payment necessarily. I mean, some do, yes. But a lot of it is cash that they've bought this with. And so, yes, their taxes are going to go up, and they're going to pay a higher price for it. But if it will affect those folks a little differently than those that have mortgaged their house. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. And I was also going to ask you, so as we're kind of closing out, of course, 2022, when are those numbers released? When do people's, I guess, taxes go up? Is that uniform across the board for the state of Kansas, or does it vary by county? I guess as people are making their plans going forward, when do those tax numbers increase?
Okay, good question. Okay, and I believe it's all of Kansas that the valuation, the new valuation, comes out the first of the year. And so, like, the 2022 valuations were the first part of 2022. However, Kansas pays their taxes in arrears. Okay, so the tax bill that folks would have just received is for 2022, and it's based on the valuation of January. Okay?
Okay.
So what they're paying right now is the increased taxes for 2022. And they can kind of see, so people kind of saw it coming, because if their valuation went way up, they can expect their taxes to also. So in come January, February, you'll receive the valuation for 2023. And you can kind of look forward to seeing what's happening there. But yes, in Kansas, you pay in arrears. So what you're paying now is the first half of 2022, and in May you'll pay the second half of 2022.
Gotcha. And you know, I think maybe people think that real estate brokers have a crystal ball that they can look into and special powers, but if you could, if you make it, I don't know if you want to make any predictions of what you might expect as we kind of go roll into the start of the new year. I mean, I'm sure there's probably some sort of average cycle that real estate and residential properties are on, but anything that you see going forward as we head into 2023?
I do. Well, okay, so first of all, I'm a relatively small, you know, market, El Dorado, Wichita area. But what I have been listening to those that do know way more, and what it appears is going to be happening is, yes, housing sales will slow. First, there's not as much on the market. They, you know, the prices are going to slow down and go back to somewhat normal. They will decrease some. They'll not go back to where we were, I don't believe. But we will also start seeing more of these folks that got into a house that they really couldn't afford, maybe. And now that the taxes have increased, they're making regular payments, I see that maybe there's going to be a few more short sales. We haven't really had that in the past couple of years, the foreclosures and the short sales, part of because they made this, this law that they couldn't take their house away from them during this time frame, right? But I think now we're going to start seeing a little bit more of that.
Consequences catching up almost in a way.
Everything is starting to catch up, and it's going to slow down and catch up. And I think we're going to see some short sales. And a short sale means that they're going to be selling short of what they owe on it. Okay?
Okay.
So like if you owe $100,000 on your house, well, right now it's not worth that anymore. Possibly. I'm making this up. But if you paid $100,000 for it in these inflated times, then you go to sell it. And if it's only at that point worth $80,000, right, that difference that you can't make up, that's a short sale. And somehow you have to work with your bank and see how that can all work out. But that's always better than having a foreclosure.
Gotcha. And I guess the other thing that I would ask you is, do you see much action? You know, house flipping seems to, I don't know if it's still gaining in popularity, but for a while there it seemed to be pretty popular. Do you see that continuing with these people, you know, buying a house to fix it up and flip it? Are people figuring out that that's more work than it's worth, or does that trend still continue?
You know, really good question again. You were primed. Okay, so you're right. There were a lot of people that had rentals and they had been renting all along. Well, in these inflated prices, they went in to fix those up and flipped them and did very well because they got this inflated price, right? So now I think that because there's a lot of rentals, this El Dorado has a very high rate of non-owner occupant houses. We have lots of rentals. But I think that's going to continue, but the rents have also gone up. For those people that didn't flip them and sell them, their rents are going to go up. But there are a lot of people out there that are still buying these rundown houses, you know, not as much right now because even those prices have been inflated of the rundown houses. But they are working with them and getting them either rentals or just selling them outright.
Gotcha. And I guess one more question, since I am from South Central Kansas, from Wichita area, you know, the aircraft industry goes through this period of bunch of hires, then a bunch of layoffs, bunch of hires, bunch of layoffs. When that happens and we have these layoffs, do you see that affect the real estate market at all, or is Wichita big enough to where there's enough going on that it doesn't really matter?
You know, I don't sell a lot in Wichita. And yes, there are some aircraft people that work, that live in this area in Butler County and even probably down even in Greenwood and in those counties also that drive to Wichita to work. However, I have, in my market, I have not seen that.
Sure.
It doesn't affect, I think Butler County, Greenwood County, those counties as much as it does Wichita.
Well, and that's the other thing is too, since there's more than one, you know, aircraft manufacturer. So, you know, one lays off, someone goes, they go to another company, and then it just kind of everything cycles through. So I was just curious on that from, you know, a major employer standpoint. So I appreciate you answering that question.
Yes. It probably does affect Wichita and Sedgwick County way more than it does us.
Sure. Yeah, because not everyone wants to have that commute. You know, there are people they do want to live in a smaller community and be able to commute in. I mean, we see that here in Montgomery County too. So, I guess as we wrap up here, anything else that you'd like to share as we kind of close out the year and look at the markets going into the holidays?
Well, I think everything has slowed down. And so I hope that everyone gets a chance to enjoy their Christmas. But if you do want to sell your house over the holidays, there are people, I know it's crazy, but I love taking the random phone calls over the holidays because people will be coming in to visit mom and dad, and they'll see mom and dad needs to move because they need, you know, or they'll be coming into town to help them transition into someplace else, and mom and dad will need to sell their house. So there, or they're coming back to move here. So sometimes you don't expect Thanksgiving, Christmas to be a busy real estate time, but people are coming back for other reasons than just to visit.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, people
So,
can make their best use of their time. So, and so how can they get
yes.
a hold of you if they do have any questions? Maybe you have some properties that they might be interested in.
Yes. And one thing that they really need to watch is when they're making their payments, what is their escrow account doing? Is there enough money there? Because we don't want to get behind in that, and you get behind the ball, and it can be devastating.
Yeah.
So,
So
keep track of that.
yeah, they definitely want to watch that. That's a big number to watch, I'm sure. So if people do have questions on anything we've talked about today, what is the best way to get a hold of you and your office?
Well, like I said, we are in El Dorado. And we have Keith is down there in Fredonia. So, but our office here, you can just call or email. And it's Linda at sungrouprealestate.com. or the office number is 316-321-6100.
Well, Linda, it was a real pleasure to be able to talk with you, and I always enjoy, you know, we have so many people on the program who, you know, they have such an area of expertise that's so far removed from, you know, anything I and probably many of our listeners experience, but it's just a real pleasure to be able to have you answer some questions and fill us in on what's going on in the world of real estate. So I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. And you had some really good questions, and it helps me to focus in and not just babble, too. So that's good, too.
Well, thank you. Well, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff, and I look forward to talking again real soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
All
right. Merry Christmas.
Yep, Merry Christmas. Linda Baines here on the Mighty 690 on our Ask the Expert segment. Appreciate her coming on, and we will have more open line on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.